Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in live from KeyBank Center. It is a game night tonight. It's Pride Night here in the arena, and we can't wait for Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Lots to talk about. We'll have Tyson Kozak coming up on the show. Darren Dreger at the bottom to discuss yet another firing among NHL coaches. It has a familiar feel because that's the nature of coaching in the league for a long time. You're inevitably going to get fired again. Today it was John Tortorella in Philadelphia, but we'll keep the emphasis on where we are at inside the barn for this evening. Buffalo looks to get its first win in three tries against Pittsburgh this season.
And looking to get another three-game win streak. They've had that happening this year a few more times than over the last few years. It's the losing streak, obviously, that I've heard. The 13 games and then six after winning a couple after the Four Nations faceoff. But yeah, I mean, this is, you beat Winnipeg and you beat Ottawa, and those were two really tough games. And you go into Pittsburgh, which, let's just play a game here. You look at the standings with a win and a Flyers loss tonight. You get out of the last place in the East. You get closer to Pittsburgh. Maybe you can pass Pittsburgh. Maybe you can pass the Boston Bruins. I don't care about the draft pick. I don't care about where you end up in the lottery. I just want to say, hey, can you just play that that way, the way that you've played here over the last little bit? And Reimer's going to start for a third consecutive game and four of the last five.
And as far as the Eastern Conference wildcard picture is concerned, obviously this game tonight doesn't have a pronounced impact on that. However, when we have been talking about all these teams, the Ottawa's, Montreal. See, I'm now remotely more interested in Ottawa because they've lost three out of four. And it's like, okay, if the Islanders and Rangers woke up, this would turn up the heat on not only Montreal, who's wild card two, but Ottawa wild card one. And while it has been a terrible run of poor results and unfortunate moments within those results for Columbus, they have to feel like they're on a three-night winning streak this week after escaping the island with a victory and then watching on consecutive nights the teams that they needed to lose ended up losing. So here they are after that run of one win in 10 games, still only 2 points behind Montreal. So that to me is fascinating. It's all part of this wild card race, and we'll see how it shakes down tonight in a 10-game slate.
Yeah, and because you mentioned wild card one, Ottawa being in trouble, well, I don't want to jump to the Western Conference too quickly, but Wild Card 1 in the Western Conference, the Minnesota Wild, are also in a little bit of heat right now. St. Louis is coming. Vancouver won last night. Calgary has all these games in hand, and you're looking at it, and you say, okay, 85 points. Only 5 points clear of Vancouver right now that are outside looking in. 6 points clear of Calgary, but Calgary has two games in hand. Could be 2 points for Minnesota. They're dealing with a lot of injury, especially Kirill Kaprizov. So, yeah, this could be problematic for both teams that are now sitting in wild card one, where we thought they were going to make the playoffs. You know what? Gord Stelic on NHL morning show, Morning Skate, says it's like an accordion, and it's like everybody stretches and then everybody compresses back down. Well, it feels like we've brought a lot more people inside the accordion right now, and wildcard one is not clear.
No, it is definitely not. I mean, Vancouver with such an impressive win last night.
Demko,
yeah,
baby.
Demko was really good early. And, I mean, Kiefer Sherwood has been probably one of the most unheralded off-season signings. Like, when you're talking about players, as we did with Dylan Holloway and Philip Broberg yesterday, when you're talking about players that have changed teams, just like Zucker here, and by the way, Zucker not in the lineup tonight. He's out due to a family matter. But these are the players that have had the more pronounced impacts with their new teams. The Kiefer Sherwoods, the Holloways, the Brobergs, and the Zuckers. And
Kiefer Sherwood is the new Dakota Joshua.
Right, because Dakota's not been able to get to full health after the cancer scare, and he will, in my opinion, get back to that. It's just been a challenging year for Vancouver in so many ways, including Dakota. Now, as far as Buffalo is concerned, we're going to dive into all the roster ins and outs here coming up, but we do want to talk about the fact that it is Pride Night tonight, and if you haven't got your ticket package for this yet, we encourage you to do so. Go into sabres.com/pridepack, and it's a $30 ticket, T-shirt, and ticket for the game tonight. It's a 7 o'clock start. We've got lots to discuss throughout not only Sabres Live, but in-game tonight as far as a wide slate of, you know, people in the LGBTQ community that will be on-site and that we will be discussing through our broadcast tonight. It's game 18 for Tyson Kozak tonight as the Sabres and Pens clash. What were your expectations coming into the year as far as next level opportunity?
For me, coming into the season, I was more focused on just trying to stay healthy. I mean, I've had a couple injury plagued seasons, so the main focus for me was just trying to stay healthy, stay in the lineup, and play as many games as I could, and then fortunately, I got the call to come up to Buffalo, so it was kind of a surreal moment for me, and family got to watch my first game, and then had a bunch of people in Winnipeg this past weekend, so it's been a kind of an unreal year. Honestly, can't believe it. So,
did you get to shake everybody's hand after the game? Because that's a lot of 150 waiting for you. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I tried, but it was kind of overwhelming. I wasn't expecting everybody to stick around, but when I walked out there and seen everybody, it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Where would they go? Obviously, they were going to stick around.
Yeah.
Or they can maybe hit the pub at the corner there or something.
But you mentioned, like, trying to stay healthy. You had the torrid start with Rochester goal-scoring-wise, and then you did have to deal with injury again, right? So how did that kind of mess with what the goal was? Because you can't you can't predict, and obviously, you know, you just have to roll with these situations.
Yeah. It definitely helps. Obviously, I've been through injuries a lot my first two seasons, so kind of know how to deal with it mentally, physically, all that stuff. Just try not to let it interfere with my mentality and just try and get back as quick as I can.
Well, so take me into, like, a lot of people would be listening and say, okay, what's that like? Like, you get hurt, and then you know that you're going to be off for a little bit, like going through treatments and rehab, waking up in the morning. Like, what's the routine and the mindset, and does it get hard at some point to say, like, man, like, I don't know that I want to go do treatment today, or I don't want to do rehab today. What's that like?
I mean, it's obviously tough because you want to be in there with the guys, battling with them each and every night. And then, obviously, like for me, I'm usually keeping in touch with my family a lot, talking to them, trying to get my mind off it for the most part. It makes it a lot easier just trying to get your mind away from it. So, and then, yeah, coming to the rink with a purpose, trying to get a little bit better every day, and then hopefully speed up the process.
Did you have many battles with Vinny Prospel in those rehab skates where he put the full equipment in Rochester and he does the cross check and the slash? And
yeah.
I mean, he likes to go hard at it.
Yeah, he's a pretty intense guy, especially even in our morning three-on-threes, he goes full equipment and he hates losing, so it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, I played with him in two places, and he was one of those that if I stopped him, the next shot, it was bar down. Like, he was not taking anything off. He wanted to score. And then he'd celebrate, too, which drove me crazy. I'm like, listen, I'm all for you scoring. You don't need to celebrate. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who's doing that here? Like, I know that you and Roseanne were on the ice for a while last game, last Tuesday. You guys taking a lot of shots. Is there guys that maybe you like, tend to go more towards at practice and grab after practice to do extra?
I mean, obviously, I like to just hang around with the centers, kind of get some tips on what they're doing. Because obviously, there's a lot of great centers out in the league, especially in tonight's game with Crosby. So just try to learn and try and be a good center.
Do you do video?
A little bit here and there, yeah.
Okay, so we all know Sid, like, if he's on his back end, that's fine. But if he's on the right side, he does the sweeping, like, mm-hmm. forehand.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that? And what's the telltale sign if you were to go against Sidney on that side to say, okay, this is what I have to do?
It's honestly, it's pretty tough being a young guy. Obviously, he gets a little leeway with the refs, so it's pretty tough, honestly, when he basically winds up for a slap shot on that side, but... You just got to bear down.
When you mentioned, when Marty brought up Vinny Prospel, obviously it's a little bit of a unique situation for you in that you had Seth Appert down in Rochester and he's here with Buffalo. What has he meant to you and how would you describe your coach-player relationship with him now at this level?
He's meant a lot. I mean, coming in my first year, not really knowing the pro hockey game, he helped me a lot, and all the other young guys in Roch that came in. He's a great coach, really likes to get to know his players, and the one big thing was, like, it doesn't really matter how old you are, he wants everyone to get to that next level, which I really appreciated, and it's really cool. So, and yeah, just coming up here, talking to him pretty much every day, check it in, and yeah, it's been great.
I remember the first time we talked to you out at Lecombe Harbor Center during
the camp.
What
was he wearing? Do you remember?
I don't remember what he was wearing.
Up top. Remember?
No.
It ties in with what's on the calendar, sports calendar today.
I have no. It was it's opening day in baseball,
yeah.
Right? So
you were wearing a Blue Jays cap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. But I remember saying something like, oh, you're going to go back to juniors, and you kind of went, well, we'll see what happens. And, like, you kind of knew that you were, you know, probably going to sign and move on and, you know, be in Rochester. But what's the difference between that kid back then, which is what, like three and a half years ago, maybe, at Lecombe Harbor Center, and you now? Not just a hockey player, but, you know, you as a person.
Yeah, I think I've definitely changed a lot. Obviously, in junior, you're living with a billet. So my first year in Roch, I was living on my own, which is kind of a crazy time for me, learning how to do all this stuff for the first time on my own. But, yeah, you got to grow up fast playing hockey. So,
what's harder, this or that, doing the laundry or cooking for yourself?
Cooking, for sure.
I might have gone with laundry because I would have foregone the cooking. I would just constantly... Order
out or whatever, yeah. So first year, a lot of cereals, a lot of grilled cheese, a lot of mac and cheese.
A lot of simple stuff, yeah.
What's it like?
Yeah, what's it like now? What's your best meal? Is there something that you could say, that's my go-to?
I'm very simple, so it's either chicken, rice, or steak maybe.
Yeah.
So I just keep it simple, try not, easy stuff that you can't mess
up. Good Manitoba kid,
Are you loving the road trips and just the whole experience that comes with that at this level?
Yeah. It's definitely a lot different than in the AHL, having to ride the bus for countless hours. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy, honestly. When I first came here and played my first preseason game getting on that plane, it was kind of like, oh, my, this is crazy.
But I did like the bus, though. I'll be honest with you. I love the bus. It gets tiring when on Friday after the game you got to go to Hershey, and after the game on Saturday in Hershey you got to come back to Rochester.
Yeah.
And you get in at 3, you know, in the morning, 4 in the morning, and it gets a little old. But I did like the bus because the team was all together.
Yeah.
Who do you sit with on the plane now, and what do you do on the plane?
This last trip I was sitting with Murray and Rosie here and there, and I'm mostly listening to music, either doing crosswords or something on my phone.
Was it Bernard Docker was reading that 101 essays that's going to change your life or the way you see life or whatever, so not a reader?
No.
You're in my club, so that's good.
What's the hot music you're listening to?
I am a big country guy, so kind of anything.
Country's hot right now. There's got to be something that...
It's kind of any artist, I'm listening to it. So.
Okay.
I had Shibozi was blasting at the house the other day, and I didn't know if it was on repeat or if it was a different song, because there's that same bass, right, to his song. So, but it was definitely a party. When Shibozi is going, there's a party going, so that's good.
What's the goal here in the final dozen games of the year?
I think just keep playing the way I've been playing. Obviously, it'd be nice to stick around, but just try and keep playing the way I've been playing this kind of whole season, just a complete 200-foot game, try and be a responsible player, and physical, hard on the forecheck, and just keep it simple.
Are you going to Roch after? Do you know?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we don't have
I assume so, but...
We all assume so, and it's good. It's important. Now, okay, I was talking to Duffer the other day, and I said, I think Tyson Kozak could be at 10 to 15 goals, 25 to 35 points a season in a role, right? Like, okay, you play a certain role. Am I too, like, high on the expectation, or are you seeing the same thing, or do you even have numbers that you want to hit in the future?
Honestly, I haven't really thought about numbers kind of at all, but... Yeah, I'd love to have those kind of numbers in this league, so that'd be great.
Okay, well, we're going to put him on the paper, and we'll revisit that a year from now and 2 years from now, and hopefully that keeps going. I love your game. I love the way you play hard. The other day, the chin strap is undone, and you still made the play, and then you're celebrating with the chin strap undone. Like, I think that's a good step, a good step to kind of build on, and I really like your game, so that's good.
Are you, in fact, excited for MLB opening day? Or
I am, yeah. Just got a fantasy league fired up with my buddies back home yesterday, so I'm looking forward to it.
Who's your ace?
I haven't started the draft yet.
Oh!
Looking to do it.
Will you be doing soon. It live, or will you be auto-draft?
Hopefully live.
Okay, good.
Yeah, opening day, you're talking baseball, fantasy baseball is crazy. That's every day you have to adjust your lineup, right? Like, that's big commitment.
I know.
I tried hockey, fantasy hockey, in the same way where, you know, every day you got to, like, and I can't do it. Like, for me, it's like football. On Wednesday, you set your lineup and maybe a couple adjustments over the weekend. But every day for 162 games is like, is it 162? 164?
It is. 162.
162. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up with it, but...
Good luck!
Finish strong. Thank you for guesting with us today. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
A couple of weeks from today, we've got Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event. It's April 10th, and we can't wait for you to join Ryan and company at Seneca One Thursday, April 10th, an evening filled with Western New York's fashion entrepreneurs, athletes, restaurants, and more. Appearances from Benny the Butcher, Dane Smith, Josh Byrne, Megan Chayka, and more. Just head to sabres.com/catwalk to purchase your seats today. So were you surprised that I remembered Tyson's ball cap?
Yes, very surprised.
Can I tell you why?
Because you went and bought the same one after? Because you loved it so much?
No, but I did like the Jays back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, back when it was Houston in one league and the Jays in the American League, and it was easier to have a balance of two. Now, of course, Houston's in the American, and I'm like,
it's
go Astros.
It's one league now. But they all play.
But the point was, moving from Ontario to Alberta, it was the eye-opener that, wow, the Blue Jays are literally Canada's team, no matter where you go. So when Tyson showed up as a Manitoba boy in the Blue Jays cap, it just took me back to my college days and thinking, this is, like, so normal. But I will also tell you this. When he talked about fantasy baseball, I'm genuinely not sure that I would have had this 30-plus year career had I not been willing to sign up for a fantasy baseball draft when the second person to ever take a chance on me in my career was the news director at a radio station in Edmonton who was such a baseball fan. And I felt it was almost contingent as part of my hiring that I had to appease him by being in his fantasy baseball draft. And sadly, Mike passed away like a year after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
After my hiring, I stayed in that draft despite starting my move all across the country forever and ever. I eventually won the trophy, the Mike Gates Memorial Trophy, and they had to ship it from Alberta to wherever I was, and I can't tell you how proud I was to have that trophy with me for a year.
Well,
so
we all take
fantasy sports a little differently. This was my moment.
And the reason why I mentioned that I cannot do fantasy hockey every day, that's a lot of work, is because I joined the Media Hack Fantasy Hockey League, which you were a part of a while ago.
Did you not take my team?
I took Pierre LeBrun's team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The Red Light Rassico.
Yeah.
And Shayna Goldman is on the team in the league.
Now, I was partnered with Mike Zeisberger, longtime Toronto
Zeiss
Sun, now
is still in
NHL.com.
There.
Yeah, so we actually won as well. So
I finished last in both years that I was in, and I'm like, guys, I'm sick and tired of doing the donation. I'm out. Because I was forgetting, you know, players on IR, whatever, and that's it. And one last quick story. I know we got to go to break, and Dregs is coming up here soon at the bottom of the hour. But when it's opening day in baseball, and it's that time of year, it's beautiful, sunny, cold in Buffalo right now, but sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the 2001 playoffs when we were playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we went to Pittsburgh, and the Pirates were playing that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, who wants to go to a baseball game? And Maxim Finnegan, I was like, baseball? Like, I've never been to baseball. So I'm like, okay, Max, you're coming with me. And I sat for 9 innings teaching the game of baseball to Max. He didn't know why they ran from home plate to first. He goes, well, why don't they go to third? And I'm like, well, no, they don't go to third base. They go to first base. And then they get to go to second, and he was so confused by the whole process, loved it. But yes, going to a baseball game with Maxim Finnegan off back in the days was an event, and it was fun. Maybe he thought it was finished baseball, because finished baseball, if I went to finished baseball right now, I'd be like, why are they running left, right, across, and back? And why is there a river in the outfield?
This is so ridiculous. But thank you for allowing me to go down memory lane based on conversation with Tyson. Bisons, right up the street. Like, we're literally looking up Washington right now, and tomorrow, 2:05. Bison season begins. Rochester's in town. The home opener, the season opener. And I just hope that sunshine, like right now.
Oh, it'd be beautiful. It'd be a little cold, right? Like,
yeah,
just so you got to warm
it'll
up.
It'll be in the 40s, but yeah.
But it's, you know, it's Bison's games are always an event here. I love going to Bison's game. And they do a great job with their promotional games. Last year we went to, I think it was the Star Wars game. Mm-hmm. Just a ton of fun.
Okay, quickly on the lineup tonight. Sabres and Penguins, James Reimer to start for the fourth time in five games. No Jason Zucker. Lafferty, Greenway, Norris remain out. Give us a sense of then what you're looking at personnel-wise, combination-wise up front, and how they can best tackle the Penguins.
Well, the
tonight.
Way they were skating this morning at morning skate, look, the Benson, Kulik, and Thompson line is staying the same. The Paterka, McLeod and Quinn line is staying the same, but no Zucker means that somebody is getting elevated. Mm-hmm. That somebody is Isaac Roseanne. And look, Roseanne was playing in a fourth line role last game, and you know it's limited minutes and limited opportunities. Well, now you're playing with Krebs and Alex Tuck. Look, it's not playing with Thompson, and it's not playing with, you know, Paterka, but it's a bigger role for Isaac Roseanne, playing with quality offensive players,
well,
especially
Tuck
in Alex
sure.
Tuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who's happier, Krebs or Roseanne right now?
Well, I could see that they're both – well, I would say Roseanne is happier because he's saying, hey, look, I'm going to get offensive zone face-offs. I'm going to get a look. I'm not saying that we're going to see tonight, but maybe he gets a power play look. Zucker is a fixture on the power play. You know, maybe Roseanne gets a power play look or two. And Krebs on the other side saying, well, they put the guy that's got 27 goals in the AHL right now and 54 points on my line, and I've got Tuck on the other side. Let's go. Like, let's get some production here from our line.
Did you agree, or should I say, what did you think of Lindy's assessment of Roseanne in his quest to be more offensive at the NHL level when the coach said, probably would like to see a little bit more composure with the puck, meaning not deferring to others to do what actually comes to him instinctively?
You know what? That's... Everybody that gets called up has two things they can do. One is they can play it safe, or two, they can say, I am going to not take chances so much, but assert myself, right? And a lot of time, there's a balance between the two. What we saw out of Yuri Kulik, the first few times he got called up, it was he played it a little bit more safe, and then boom. When he felt comfortable, he stepped into saying, okay, now I'm going to shoot. Now I'm not going to defer to, you know, passing. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to get open. I think it's the same thing for Roseanne right now, but it's harder when you're playing 13 minutes on a fourth line. Maybe he gets 16 minutes on the third line with Krebs and Tuck, and maybe he gets more opportunities. So now I'd like to see Roseanne assert himself. I think that's one of the things we talked about. He seems very quiet at the NHL level. He's not that quiet at the AHL level. He has a little bit more to give. So I'd like to see that. I totally agree with Lindy Ruff.
We'll see Darren Dreger coming up, our hockey insider from TSN. He is next on Sabres Live. It's Pride Night here at KeyBank Center.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.